Back here at the Commercial Bank and Company Press Box in Douglas, Georgia, Jardine Stadium, Bond Royal Field. We are 20 seconds away from kicking off the second half. Vikings trail 10-7. We will get the football to start the second half. Coffee will be kicking from left to right on your radio dial toward that north end zone. We'll be traveling toward the south end zone. Bill, we've got to come out. I would look for us to come out and maybe establish a little bit of that short passing game to kind of back them up a little bit, get those guys off the line, because when they know we're going to run it, they're stacking seven guys up on the line.
Yeah, we're not getting a lot of those long runs like we're used to. We've got speed to get outside on the corner. We're just not getting the corner sometimes. And as a result, we're picking up little pieces of yards, 10, maybe 6 or 8 yards, which is good for sustaining a drive, but we got to continue to get those yards each and every time that we go out there. But I'm like you. I'd like to see a few more pass plays, get us in an opportunity. I think we've had open receivers. We just got to give Austin just that little more second of protection.
We got Brandon Roberts back deep in the slot along with Anthony Robinson and Alex Brown. Of course, they have been kicking it short to our guys up around the 30-yard line. Let's see what Jesse Tovar does this time.
He's been going to this corner right here where Brian Bell is. This time he goes across the way.
And it's taken by Alex Brown. Alex Brown looking for a wall. He's at the 20. And we had a good block, and they're going to call a block in the back.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he was right there behind him. He was staying right with the block. Right at the end as he was making the corner, he affected the play. And you see Coach McPherson acknowledges exactly that was the case. You got to pull off that guy.
So what's going to happen now is it's at the 20. So they'll probably mark us back to the 10-yard line. And wait for our Vikings. We'll take over first and 10 from there. One thing Coach said we didn't need to be doing
is have those penalties. Now, we weren't all the way to the 20, we were past the 20, so we're going to get the ball about the 12-yard line. So it'll be first down and 10 for the Vikings from our own 12-yard line heading towards the south end zone.
Dixon slides under center now. Tight end to the far side. Coffey in a three-man front. Robinson in motion. He gives it to Robinson going around the right side. Cuts back inside behind those young sons of Thunder. He's across the 15 up to about the 17-yard line. Bill, it'll be second. Let's see what he marked the chains down. Oh, they were going to give him five, so second and five as they set it down around the 17-yard line. Gabe Neighbors, tight end, checks in, so we go to a double tight end. Jerome Daniels at one wing back. Anthony Robinson at the other. Arvin Berry at the fullback. Coffey in a three-man front. They've got two linebackers standing up on either side, end of the field, in the end of the line. We give it to Berry up the middle. Berry slips by one man, two.
That's the first down.
And he'll get up to about the 23-24, and you're right, Bill. He has a first down, 11-12 to go, just underway here in the third quarter. Vikings trail 10-7.
As we said earlier, those 5 and 4 yard gains are fine, but we got to continually get those to sustain a drive and get us in the end zone.
Dixon looks over to the sidelines. Nate Brantley in at fullback. Again, double tight ends. Nope, tight end to the far side. In fact, it's a heavy right on the counter to Jerome Daniels. Dances by one man, too. He's got nowhere to go as he heads up to across the 30-yard line, Bill. He picked up about 8 yards. But he ran right into two Coffey defenders. He said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop my shoulder. I'm going to run between you. I'm going to run over you. I'm going to get an extra yard, and he does.
Well, he got 9 on the carry. That'll be second and a long one.
Ball on the near hash mark, and I say near hash mark. It's front of our press box where Bill and Taylor and Marty and I are. 10:20 to go here in the third quarter. We trail by 3. The Coffey in that 7-man front now. Robinson in motion. We give it to Brantley. Brantley will have a first down as he gets across the 35, and it seems like we're just content just to grind it out. They'll get a three yards here, 4 yards there.
Well, that's lounge high football. I mean, that's old school right there. We're going back to that grind them out. If we can get them biting up there tight on the thing, then hit them over the top, We could put seven on the board.
Arvin Berry checks in at fullback. We go back to two tight ends. Coffey goes back to that five-man front. Oh, we put two men in motion, and there we go.
The whistle blew. Everybody stopped. As there were two men in motion. Go ahead, Mark.
There was no whistle. That's a live ball penalty there, and there was no whistle. So
I'm sorry. I thought we heard the whistle up here.
No, we all stopped and looked at each other, and that's why they were screaming to Austin to do something, because they can decline that penalty and take
the play. And they did. Marty, thank you for that equipment part supply update. They'll take the results of the play.
Exactly right. They declined the penalty. It'll be second down
and
about 15.
The reason they declined it is it's more like about 16. They got an extra yard as they move it back to our 29. We've got to get across the 35. We've got to get across the 45. So second and about 16. Dixon looks at a five-man front, gives it to Brown. Brown looking for a hole, gets to the corner, turns upfield. They grab him, run him out of bounds at the 40-yard line. It'll be third and five from there. Stops the clock with 9:30 to go here in the third quarter, and our Vikings trail 10-7.
Yeah, a much more manageable third down situation. I thought he actually picked up a little bit ahead of the 40, but they mark him right on that 40-yard line.
That's an 11-yard run by Alex Brown. Again, the ball on the hash mark right here in front of the Vistas press box. Coffey. Six-man front. Now they're back a linebacker out to make it a five. Man in motion toward us. Again to Brown. Brown looking for a hole. Cuts back inside. Has the first down. Tiptoes down the sideline. Alex Brown down. They pull him by the jersey and pull him down from behind as he gets down to the Coffey 29-yard line.
And they rip his helmet off and land and tackle him out of bounds. That, you hear the crowd, Wes. That was really, in a game like this, a tight, tight game, that's a late hit.
Alex Brown with a 31-yard run as he tiptoes down the sideline. 9:22 to go in the third quarter. Our Vikings trail 10-7.
And I thought number 8 here kind of jumped on the snap, too, for the Coffey High Trojans. From our vantage point, because it was right in front of us, looked like he had actually jumped off sides as well.
Dixon calls the play at the line of scrimmage. Got Brandon Roberts at the wing back on our near side. No, that's Anthony Robinson. He gives it to Bradley, and the ball's on the ground. Coffey has recovered.
Just as Brantley goes through the line, you see the ball just jump out in front of him. Coffey makes the recovery as Lowndes was just driving down the field with that series. And turnovers.
Coffey takes over first and 10 from their own 24-yard line. 9:18 to go here in the third. We trail by 3, 10-7. Tyree Paulk with twins left, twins right. We're in a four-man front. Now they've got Tripp's empty backfield. We've got Tripp's. He gives it to the back, going around the left side. He stretches it out. We'll run him out of bounds. From the 24 up around the 30, he'll get about 6 yards on the carry as we run the running back out of bounds on the Trojan side of the field. 9:11 to go, third quarter, and we Vikings trail 10-7. And they give him back second, and only give him 4 yards, so second and six at the 28-yard line. Pop, quickly, back, looks, throws a little bubble screen underneath. We hit the receiver. And he'll lose yardage back to the 25. So the defense, once again, is stepping up, doing what they need to do, shutting down the Coffey offense. Inside 9 minutes to go in the third. We need to get the ball back and get down the field and put some points on the board. It'll be third and 7. They'll set it down at the Coffey 26-yard line. Paulk brings three trips receivers to the near side. Single receiver far side. Keeps one back in the backfield with him. We show blitz. Now we back out. Rolls towards our side of the field. Looks downfield. Throws underneath. And is the catch made? No, it's intercepted. It's intercepted. It happened down in front of us. We couldn't see. The players were in the way. The receiver, our defensive back, stepped in and cut underneath. trying to knock it away.
Guys, I had a great angle on it. Eric Hart just dove and laid out in front of the Coffee receiver and made that interception. Just great play by number six. That's one of my traditional back players of the game, Eric Hart.
What a great read. He just jumped the route.
And Marty, thank you for being in the right place at the right time for that equipment part supply sideline update. First and 10 Vikings will take back over now at the Coffee 38-yard line. Dixon will slide under center. We go back to that Eagle offense. Coffee in a three-man, five-man front. Robinson in motion. We give it to Daniels on the carry. He runs right into a Coffee linebacker as he crosses the 39 down to about the 37-yard line. Bill, he'll get a yard.
Yeah, that was on that counter again. The counter has not been very successful tonight. I don't know what it is exactly. I'll try and keep an eye on that. Maybe we can figure out what that is. But that counter is just not working tonight.
8:11 to go here in the third quarter. Second and nine. The ball at the Coffee 37-yard line. And here we go. Dixon. Daniels in motion toward us. Again, the short side of the field. Running behind that line of scrimmage, and he slips past a couple of Trojan defenders as he tries to get down to about the 31, maybe 32-yard line. Bill, it's going to be third and about four from there.
Yeah, they ran that heavy formation right that time, and again, came back to the weak side and are picking up some positive yards, but now we're in a third down situation. As 7:24 on the clock here in the third quarter, Vikings trail 10-7.
Dixon with Alex Brown in motion, and the Trojans jump, and they're going to call encroachment, which will give us a first down.
It will. A great job again. Marty said that so many times from the sideline. How seasoned a young sophomore is in Austin Dixon and his cadence.
Dixon, a sophomore quarterback. He's got Alex Brown at one running back, Brandon Roberts at the other, Nate Brantley at fullback. That'll be give us a first down down to the Trojan 26-yard line. We trail by three, 10-7 with 7:16 to go here in the third quarter. Coffee, five-man front. And we give it to Brantley right up the middle. Look at the big fullback. Turn and run. There he goes. To the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Nate Brantley.
It's making up for a fumble, right? It's making up for...
That's exactly right, Marty. As Marty said, he's making up for the fumble.
Thank you for that equipment park supply sideline update. And the swinging gates out there. What are we going to do, fellas? We run it back over, so Nick Hart will come over and attempt the extra point. Waiting on Thomas Culpepper's snap. Belcher puts it down, kicks up, and it's good. 7:01 to go in the third. Vikings lead 14-10. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back here at the Commercial Bank and Company press box, Nick Hart steps into the football high and overhand kick. It's going to be short. They tried one of those catches and one of those kicks, trying to make them maybe fumble the ball or muff it, and Coffee did, and they'll fair catch it at their own 39-yard line.
Yeah, so they got good good starting field position this time. You wonder, as good a kicker as Nick is, why we kick it short.
Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings ran three plays, 38 yards, ran 1 minute and 30 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 26-yard touchdown run by number 10, Nathan Brantley. Vikings lead 14-10 with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Thank you, Taylor Biddle. Caught in a shotgun, empty backfield. Quickly, goes out in the flat. Catch made by the receiver. We pull him down, but not before they get a first down out to the 50. It was a 10-11-yard pass play between Tyree Paulk and it looked like Anthony Fussell.
Yeah, and again, linebacker in coverage, Trey Jackson has to make the tackle.
Ball right down on the 50, on the far side of the field, on the Trojan side of the field. We're inside 7 minutes to go here in the first half. I mean, in the third quarter. Paul, two receivers, trips to the near side. Now sends the receiver to the far side, stops him. play action. Looking downfield, throws across the middle. And did the receiver catch the ball? They say, yes, he did. It's a 5-yard pass play from Tyree Polk to Greg Bryant.
The side judge on this side came running in, waving his hands, no catch. But the side judge from the other side gives the catch. And I tell you, there's a lot of holding going on in that offensive line right now.
Second and five. 6:14 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead at 14-10. Coffey, two receivers far side, single receiver near side, along with a tight end. We jump.
No, but the tackle on the far side, though, jumped first, Wes.
Let's see. Yep. Thank you, Bill. They'll mark it back five, so to the second and five. It'll be second and 10. Bill, that's almost like an incomplete pass now.
Yep. Second and 10.
Paul sends trips to the far side. Twins to the near side. Empty backfield against a three-man rush from our Vikings. We've not sacked him all night. There we come. Catch made. We're going to wrap up. They'll get those 5 yards back. It'll be third and five. But a great job out there. Bill, I thought it was number 28, Carlos Lee, wrapped up and just held on to the receiver. We had a blitz coming off the corner, off the Viking side of the field. Just couldn't get to Polk in time. Third and five. Ball on the far side of the field. 5:18 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 14-10. They'll bring two receivers near side. Polk with a tight end on the Viking side of the field. Again, we show blitz. We back out. He gives it. No, Polk looking for play action. Drops back, goes way downfield, and Eric Hart tips it away. Good play by Eric Hart. Pass intended for number 85, Cam Davis, the tight end. But Eric Hart climbed the ladder, tipped it away. It'll be fourth and five at our 45. Let's see what Coffey's going to do. 4:55 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 14-10. Paul, who is their quarterback, is also their punter. We're sending.
They look like they're bringing out the punt team.
Jock Alexander and Alex Brown back deep. He gets it away. We let it hit. Bounce. Oh, and now down at about the 10-yard line. No, they say in the 9. Took a great, great Coffey bounce. And we'll take over first and 10 from our own 9-yard line with 4:48 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 14-10. We will be going from left to right on your radio dial.
The one side judge that's been on our side has been, you know, just over and over. What do we got?
It was a 35-yard punt.
Let it hit. But I was saying the side judge that's been on this side was on the other side. I thought it was a very unfavorable mark for the Vikings. And he's been kind of unfavorable on these marks, I think.
Here comes Jerome Daniels, Anthony Robinson, Arvin Berry. We got Jerome Daniels in motion. We give it to Arvin Berry up the middle, and he'll get maybe a yard to the 10. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 14-10. To be second and a long 8. Said he got 2 yards up to the 11-yard line. Vikings, Dixon calls the play at the line. Coffey, 3-down linemen. They've got 2 linebackers that they walk up on the line. Dixon again with Daniels in motion towards us. Gives it to Daniels, trying to get outside. Nothing there. Cuts back inside. Has to duck his head as he gets to the 11, 12, 13-yard line. Maybe he'll get 2 more yards. Bill, it'll be third and about 6 from there at the 13, as there was absolutely nothing there. And Daniels had to lower his head and try to run over Trojans to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, again, the corners Coffey's done a good job of shutting down that corner where we can get out there and get some free real estate and maybe pick up some yards.
Two tight ends. Dixon, again, with a man in motion, right up the middle, and it is Ahmad Snead. Ahmad will pick up about two more yards. Bill is going to be fourth and about 2 yards, and our Vikings will have to punt. 3:18 to go here in the third quarter, and we lead it 14-10.
Yeah, they do send John Belcher out for the punt. See if we can flip the field over here a little bit. Let the defense go to work again. Get us a stop.
Belcher standing at the two, and they send, Coffey sends Anthony Fussell back deep about our 45. We are inside 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 14-10. Waiting on Belcher's punt. There it comes. Nice punt. Hits, takes a Viking bounce, goes out of bounds about the 42-yard line. I thought it went out at the 41.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, I think he marked it a whole nother yard backwards.
But,
and that's not the same side, Judge, that I was picking on, so.
So anyway, 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 14-10. It'll be Coffey football at their own 43-yard line. They'll set the ball down on the near hash mark here in front of the Visitor's Press Box, where Bill Osborne and I are at, along with Taylor Biddle and Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence. Tyree Polk is going the distance at quarterback for the Trojans. He'll split his receiver. Keep two backs in the backfield as he faces a five-man Viking front. Gives it to the back. Oh, and did he just get drilled at the line of scrimmage by a Stonewall Jackson? They gave it to the up back. He started in behind that left guard, and Trey Jackson just tagged him, tattooed him, and said, hey, this is what a Viking tackle feels like.
Yeah, A.J. Harper lost his hat in that little scrimmage there. He has to come out, sit out a play.
2:18 to go here in the third. Lost a yard. It'll be second and 11. Paul again drops back. Goes out in the flat. Catch made. We slip and fall. Receiver still on his feet. He has the first down into Viking territory down at the 45. That is number 27, Ayante McKeever. And we knew that Tucker Pruitt, 11-yard pass play, that Tucker Pruitt was going nickel and dimus, and he's doing it right now. 2 minutes to go here in the third. First and 10 Trojans at our 44-yard line. Paul rolls this way, play action, looking, throws out in the flats, catch made. Eric Hart will tackle the big tight end, but he's going to be close to a first down. That's number 85. That is Cam Davis, and that is a first down. As they work their way down the field, another 11-yard pass play. They reset the chains. Clock starts. 1:45 to go here in the third. Coffey with a little momentum right now. Twins near side. Single receiver far side. We're showing man coverage. Four-man front for the Vikings. Now we're showing blitz. There we come. We hit him in the backfield. Oh, Corbion White grabbed it, hit the running back just as they were handing him the ball, and now there's a flag. What are they going to call?
It's going to be a personal foul against the Vikings.
No, a hold, a hit to the personal foul, hit to the helmet.
The tackle was made, and a player came in and kind of laid another little small lick at the bottom, but it was not, in my opinion, that noticeable, but I see their point.
Bill, if the flag was coming out before he hit the ground, so it wasn't for a late. It was for helmet to helmet. They called Corvion for hitting helmet to helmet on the running back.
I mean, okay, he was wrapping up. That'll mark it all the way down to our 22-yard line. It'll be first down for the Trojans with 1:26 to go here in the third.
Viking fans, you can hear, weren't very happy with that call.
Trip receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Pop with a man in motion. Now pulls him back in the backfield. Keeps it reversed to Fussell. We see it coming. chasing to the sidelines, hit him. Fussell goes down as he gets across the 20 down to about the 18. Give him four yards on the carry, second and six. Clock continues to run as we're at the 1 minute mark here in the third quarter. 14-10, our Vikings lead. Ball sets down at the far hash mark on the Viking, on the Trojan side of the field. There'll be trip receivers to the Viking side of the field. Single receiver far side. We're showing blitz off the corner.
They talk. Paul
changes the play. Play clock down to six. There's a snap. Quickly throws out in the flat. Intercepted by Eric Hart. He will go the distance. No flag. Eric Hart read it all the way. He will go the distance. He will take it from about the 10. There comes a flag down here. There's a flag back here at the 40. There's a flag back at the 40.
Let's get it cleared. Let's see what the call is.
Guys, I think you've got our coaches on the field there. Now, the call is going to be, was it during the play or after he scored? I think that's going to be the crucial thing. But we had players and coaches running out on the field, running down to celebrate, and the back judge coming behind me threw the flag.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update from the sideline.
It will, from what the official just signaled, it will be assessed on the kickoff.
Well, let's see. Hold on. We'll wait on the head referee to give us a call here. He's talking to the coffee players. Let's get the call here. Sideline warning.
84 yards.
It'll be assessed on the kickoff. An 84-yard interception, pick six by Eric Hart. But then we're going to have to kick off deep in the hole. That's Eric Hart's third interception of the year. Third pick six, excuse me. Kicks up, it's good. And the Vikings lead 21-10. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the commercial banking company press box, West James along with Bill Osborne. Eric Hart just returned an interception, 84 yards. High, high pooch kick for our Vikings. Oh, and it goes out of bounds. And it'll go out of bounds about the 40. We had to kick off. A 15-yard penalty was assessed on the kickoff because the coaches...
Only a 5-yard for the sideline infraction.
5-yard penalty. And we tried another pooch kick. And Coffey will take over first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. We have given them extremely good field position on the last two kickoffs, trying that high little pooch kick to keep them from returning it deep. 21 seconds to go here in the third period, and the Vikings are up 21-10. Paul. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Vikings in a four-man front. Quickly throws out in the flat. Catch is made by Fussell. Fussell steps out of bounds at the 45. So it'll be a 5-yard pass play from Paulk to Fussell. Second and five from the 45. 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 21-10.
Yeah, the clock stopped on that out of bounds.
Ball right here in front of Bill and I. Paul rolls towards the Trojan side of the field. Stop. Lobs it downfield. Catch made. They go out of bounds at Viking territory. Okay, I don't know what's going on with the officials, but they say it's first and 10 down to our 44-yard line. He caught the ball at the 44, ran backwards. Bill ran out of the 46, and they mark him at the 44.
It's almost like they gave him forward momentum.
11 seconds to go. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Let's go, Paul. standing in his own, at our 49. Drops straight back, looking, there comes the pass. Rolls it downfield, throws it out of bounds, incomplete. Stops the clock with 6 seconds to go. It'll be second and 10 from our 44-yard line.
Great pressure that time from the Viking defense over on the right side. Had to force Tyree out of his pocket, had to roll out, had to get rid of the ball, and all he could do was throw it away.
Vikings, ball on the far hash mark, Vikings. And coaches come up saying something to our coaches again. Second and 10. Paul keeps it back in the backfield. Receiver's near side. We're in man coverage. Jerry Cart just shifting everybody around. Again, play action looking. We go for him and pull him down from behind. Our first sack of the night, and it is on the tackle.
Brian Bell, number 32. Just got him around the ankle.
That's the end of the third quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. Vikings leading 21-10 back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, we head to the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 21-10. It will be third and 11 for the Trojans back at our Vikings 46-yard line. Ball is on the hash mark closest to the Vistas press box where Bill and I are. Trojans now going from right to left on your radio dial, headed toward that south end zone. We'll be headed toward the north end zone when we get our hands on the ball. Coffey sends three receivers to the far side, single receiver near side. We're in a five-man front. Paul takes a snap. There comes the blitz straight back. Throws it way up in the air. And
out of bounds.
Incomplete, out of bounds.
He made the catch. I'm sorry, Wes. He made the catch, but he was a step out of bounds.
Pass was intended for Brandon Rowe. That'll be fourth and 11.
Guys, that's a young man we haven't talked about enough tonight. Carlos Lee there was great position and kind of rode that receiver out of bounds. And he's done a great job tonight. He's kept everything in front of him, and very, very good job there by Carlos Lee.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
They're going for it. Fourth and
11. Twins left, single receiver right. Tyree Paul barks out signal. Nassif changes the play. So does Trey Jackson. Let's watch her here, folks. There's a snap.
Quick
little
cut.
Quick. High, high kick.
Little quick kick.
We're going to let it hit, bounces backwards, and the Trojans will down it at our 16-yard line. Vikings will take over first and 10 from our 16. 11:46 to go in the ball game, leading 21-10 here in Douglas, Georgia. The first time we've been here in 3 years. First time we've been here in the new stadium.
No, second time. We've been here once. Right after they first opened the home side, we were here that first year.
Okay.
And then we've taken a two-year hiatus as the region changed and flip-flopped a little. We went to TIFF twice in a row, and Coffee came to us twice in a row, and that was kind of made it up.
All right, Ed. Bill, they'll set the ball down on the hash mark closest here to the press box where we're at. Dixon. Waiting on the snap. Under center. Gives it to Dave Bradley right. No, it's Arvin Berry, the big fullback, up the middle, all the way up to the 30-yard line. And I want to tell you what, fellas, if you could have just seen number 55, Deshaun Sims, and the pancake block he put on that defensive tackle, I mean, it was pretty. Deshaun just opened a big hole for Arvin Berry to run behind. It is a 14-yard run. Set it down at the 30. 11:30 to go here in the ball game.
First and 10, clock running 11:24-23.
Double tight ends for the Vikings. Dixon under center with Dixon Daniels in motion toward us. Gives it to Daniels around the left side. He drops that head, runs over. Oh, three or four Trojans, pushes him back. He picks up 9 yards on the carry. It'll be second and one as he gets out almost to the 40-yard line. And, boy, I tell you what, you're seeing life out of that Viking offensive line right now.
Well, you're seeing it from the crowd as well. Marty and I talked about it at the halftime, about the crowd was really in this game to begin with, and then the air kind of let out. Now, you've seen it come back in. This crowd is behind this team right now.
Ball second and long one, short two from the 39-yard line. Austin. They're showing blitz as they stack six men on the line. Seven. And as a...
And the side judge is getting a bit vocal with our head coach.
I don't know. He threw his flag.
He did throw the flag. Called a false start or illegal shift. He said it was for bobbing their head. I saw him turn to Coach McPherson and shake it and say it for bobbing his head, Coach.
Second. So instead of second and a long one, it's going to be second and about seven. Second and six. Second and six. 10:15 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 21-10. Double tight end. They're stacking. Linebacker in the line now backs out. Robinson in motion toward the coffee side of the field. Cuts behind that big offensive line. And he'll get back to about the 38-yard line. Bill will be third and about two from there. More, a lot more manageable than from where it was.
Yeah, it puts us in about back where that second down play would have been earlier before the penalty.
And we've got
Dyshawn Sims goes down, number 55. And Coach Peeplo comes out. Going to check on him. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll come back in just a moment.
Back here at the Commercial Banking Company Press Box in Jardine Stadium in Douglas, Georgia. West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle running our stat crew, Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence. It will be third and two. The ball, we've got to get to the cross of 40. It's at our 38. The ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. We're in that Eagle offense. Two tight ends. Coffey in a six-man front. Linebackers up in the line, stacking it. Trey Jackson in motion. And we're not going to get it. We're not going to get it. Oh, wait a minute.
It's on the 40. How close are we, Marty?
From that spot, we're going to be a few inches short. We had to get about 6 inches past the 40, and they look like they're spotting it right on the 40.
Yeah, the nose touching the 40.
I'm not on that end, but I'm looking at the chain back on this end, and it's about 6-8 inches past the 30, so we are a few inches short.
And that will bring up fourth down, but
we're going to go for this, guys. He just sent in a play.
I bet what he's going to do, a hard count. Play clock down to 16. Coffey had stacked it. They didn't jump. And now we'll call a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, West James along with Bill Osborne, John Belcher to punt for our Vikings. We had a fourth and, about two car batteries at our own 40-yard line. Coach says, nope. 8:34 to go in the ball game, leading by 11, 21-10. We're going to kick it back to Anthony Fussell of the Trojans, standing back about his 30. Belcher. Nice, nice kick. Fussell signals fair catch at the 35. Trojans will take over first and 10 from there. 8:28 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 21-10.
Tell you, the Vikings have been driving here in the second half and gotten some offense. And you hate that they missed that first down by just that short amount, probably half a yard or so. But the right call, absolutely. Go ahead and make the punt. Get your defense out there on the field. Get a stop. Maybe get another shot with your offense.
Falk brings trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Or twins to the far side. Empty backfield. We're in a three-man front. He drops straight back. Throws a little bubble screen out in the flats. Oh! And number 38, that is Dante Robinson, tackles him and tries to pull the ball out. But it will be back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, a great heads-up play by Dante Robinson. He knew he had him stopped. He knew he had help coming up from, that was Brandon Roberts. So he went after the ball.
Again, trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Pump. Drops straight back. Oh, and we've got him from behind.
A.J. Harper, number 59. The unstoppable one.
That's what Florida State said about him last week anyway. They lose about 7-8 yards. Bill is going to be third and about 18 all the way back to the Coffee 26-yard line.
7:30, the clock running.
8 yard loss. Twins left, twins right. Paul, straight back, looking, throws way downfield, got a man wide open. Catch made, nobody there. There's a flag down. Nobody there.
And they're
going to call holding.
And from Tyreek Paul's reaction as he put his hands to his helmet.
Guys, and it was an obvious holding. Our coaches were screaming it. I was screaming it. They about took our D linemen. I think it was AJ. They about took his jersey off. So, you know, y'all, we questioned a few calls tonight. I thought they'd done a great job up tonight, and that was another great job because that was a clear holding.
Would have been a 74-yard touchdown pass.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. And our backs right now are talking to each other. How did that happen? And that man got that wide open. Down the sideline, down and way back there.
Yeah, even Coach Dixon, you see him out there on the sideline talking to his guys and asking the same question, imploring, what happened, guys? We got to contain those outside receivers. So a bullet dodged here in the fourth quarter with 7:14 left in the game. Vikings leading 21-10. A 74-yard touchdown pass wiped off the board and a 10-yard loss. As Coffey will have it third and a cab ride.
Well, it was third and 18. Now it's third and 28. See what Polk does here with his receivers. Twins left, twins right. Keeps a man in the backfield with him. We're still in the three-man front. Drops back. Looking. By one man, tucks it, starts to run, throws downfield. Oh, almost intercepted by Alex Brown. He jumped the route, had it in his hands, and it was tiptoeing down the sidelines. They couldn't control it and stay in bounds at the same time. Stops the clock with 6:52 to go in the ballgame. Vikings leading 21-10. And the Trojans will have to punt.
Fourth down and 28, or 32 actually. Fourth down and 32 for the Coffee High Trojans, and you're right, Wes. They will line up in punt formation back deep for our Vikings, Jock Alexander and Alex Brown.
All right, let's go to Taylor real quick. You got us a score, Taylor.
Wildcats are leading 24-14 in the middle of the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Taylor. Paul standing in the end zone. Jock Alexander, Alex Brown back deep. He drops the ball, picks it up. End over end kick. Jock Alexander takes it at our 46, gets hit. And he'll go down back at the 49-yard, 50-yard line. Vikings will take over first and 10 from there. 6:43 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 21-10.
Jock Alexander hoping for a little bit of a return right there. Was really waiting on that punt. Makes the catch, and just one guy would have got by him. Might have been able to pick up some positive yards.
Well, they mark it at our 49, at their 49, so we'll take over first and 10 from the 49.
Let's talk about it. We just got that updated score. So Valdosta is leading Tift County right now. And what is that again?
24-14. Colquitt's final 41-18,
I think.
Yeah, 18, I believe.
Over Brunswick.
Dixon gives it to the big four back. Oh, there goes Irvin Berry. He split two people that will not run him down. Irvin Berry to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Arvin Berry. Vikings again explode through the middle. Taylor, you and I, our impact players are finally coming through there in that middle line and fullback position. 49 yards on the run.
Puts the Vikings up 27-10. Nick Hart on to attempt the extra point. This could make it 28-10. Waiting on Thomas Culpepper's snap. Belcher to hold. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. 6:36 to go in the ballgame. Vikings lead 28-10 back after the 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Wes James along with Bill Osborne. 6:36 to go in the ballgame. The Vikings leading 28-10. Just had a 49-yard touchdown run by Arvin Berry. Nick Hart. Deep, deep kick. Anthony Fofo takes it back at the 3. He's up to the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. Looking for a hole as he gets up close to the 25. Will not get there. Yet he will. They'll mark him down at the 24. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for our Page Heating and Air drive recap.
That last drive for the Vikings is pretty simple. One play, 49 yards. Arvin Berry on a 49-yard touchdown run. Vikings lead 28-10 with 6 minutes and 28 seconds left to go.
Give us that update on where we are.
Arvin Berry on the night, 84 yards rushing. We're 343 yards of total offense, 256 yards rushing.
Tyree Paul takes over. First and 10 on the Coffey 25-yard line. Ball on the Coffey side of the field. Vikings in a three-man front. Paul drops back, looks, throws out in the flat. Catch made underneath by big number 82. That is Raquan Ross, senior wide receiver. And they're going to give him 5 yards on the carry. So it'll be second and 5 up near the 30-yard line. Tackle made by Trey Jackson.
And because he goes out of bounds, clock stops at 6:21.
Paul will send a single receiver to the Viking side of the field. Trips to the Trojan side of the field. We're still in a three-man front. Looking, we come rush, we get a hand on him, he starts to run, he heads out of bounds, and rather than drop his head and try to pick up the first down, he runs out of bounds because he did not want to get tattooed by number 38, Dante Robinson.
Well, again, a smart play by your quarterback because, I mean, it stops the clock, gives you a little more time, and he's able to not get his head knocked off.
It'll be third and 3, the ball at the 27, at the 32-yard line. They've got to get up to the 35. Paul. We show blitz off the corner. Starts to run. Goes out in the flat. Ball bounces in front of the intended receiver. It'll be fourth down. And now you wonder, do they roll the dice and go for it?
I don't think you can here. You're still 6 minutes left in the game. It's a fourth and about 3. Fourth and 3, yeah, that's a tough gamble right there.
Got you down 21, though, Bill. Or you're down 28 to 10.
Well, you're down 28-10. If you do turn it over here, you put the Vikings in the driver's seat on that side of the field. Maybe another quick pooch kick, or they go for it. Let's see.
Let's see what he does. It looks like he's going for it. Man in motion. And he does. They throw out. Oh, he had the receiver for the first down, but that was Fussell, and he dropped the ball.
Well, it was thrown high and on the outside. Fussell had to just get a hand up just to knock it down. Otherwise, I don't think it was going to be a complete pass. Not one of those situations that I think if I'm the head coach, I'm going to punt that, let my defense get out there, see if we can get a turnover or something. But as it is, the Vikings will have it first down and 10 now. At their own, at the Coffey, what,
32-yard line. 6:06 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 28-10.
Don't forget about Tuesday night, Wes.
Tuesday night, the Lounge Eye, Randy McPherson, Coach's Show, live from Cheddar's on Norman Drive. We'll be there at 6:45. Coach will be in about 7 o'clock. We'll be there to talk about tonight's game and next week's matchup with Tipps County. Dixon, Ahmad Snead at fullback, and he gives it to Snead. Snead hits one man, too, as he fights his way to the 30, give him about 2 yards. The second and 8 as that clock now is inside 6 minutes to go here in this ball game. Officials talking to the players. They set it back down at the 30.
Clock ticking away.
You've got Anthony Robinson.
Play clock's just at 20 seconds now.
Looks like Tyson Harris in at running back. That wing back on the far side, Bill. Look at there.
All right.
Anthony Robinson in motion. And again, we give it to the fullback. He's across the 30 down to about the 27. That is Ahmad Snead on the carry.
Yeah, he caught that on the handoff on his hip. very close to maybe dropping that, but a great job by Ahmad Sneed to just kind of hold on to that in his gut.
Third and a very, very long five. Dixon saying something to the players. 4:45 to go here in the ball game. Coffee in a five-man front. We give it to Harris around the right side. Tyson Harris has the first down as they run him out of bounds at the 20-yard line. That is the freshman. Young man who comes up from Lowndes Middle, we knew he was going to be, knows he's going to be good. And they've got him at running back. First and 10 Vikings at the 20. Went out of bounds, stops the clock. Nope, they said he didn't. Clock's running now as we hit 4:20. Down at the 20-yard line. Coffey, five-man front. Dixon, under center. Again, gives it to Ahmad Sneed, the fullback over the left side. Ahmad will pick up about 3 yards as it gets down to about the 17-yard line. It'll be second and 7 from there. We're inside 4 minutes to go here in this contest. Vikings leading 28-10. Up by 18. Bill won't let me say anything until I get to the 1 minute mark. Then he'll allow me to say something.
Well, Coffey with 3 timeouts. You wonder when they're going to start utilizing those timeouts now.
Down to 3:40.
If they hold us to a third, I think you might see them use one of these timeouts.
Second and 7. Dixon. Again, I'll give it to Harris. Harris. Stiff's arm, a man, he gets a first down, Bill, inside the 10. First and goal, Vikings. Look at the freshman running back come in and show some speed.
Yeah, Tyson Harris comes in and just fresh legs and a desire to prove himself, too. So he's going to get out there and play tough. The ball, of course, the clock stops on the out of bounds. 3:23 left in the game. Vikings leading 28-10.
Dixon. Again. Will slide under center. Takes a snap. Gives it to Sneed. The fullback will get nowhere. Tackled in there by number 1, Jonathan Glover, the senior linebacker. Clock now heads towards 3 minutes. Vikings up by 18, 28-10. We trailed at the half, 10-7 after leading 7-0.
Again, they are just Lowndes content to take their time. I saw Austin Dixon that last time as he went under center, looks up over his left guard there, sees the play clock, waits till he gets to about 4 or 5 seconds, then he takes the snap.
Again, Robinson in motion, pitches out to Robinson around the left side, turns the corner, and they'll run him out of bounds about the 3-yard line. Stops the clock with 2:35 to go here in the ballgame. Robinson on that long run to the far side of the field, right in front of the Coffey fans. They'll set it down. Bill, it'll be third and goal about the 2-yard line. Clock will not start until the ball is snapped. Trey Jackson goes in. Anthony Robinson comes out, as does Gabe Neighbors. Jerome Daniels is in.
Play clock at 10 now.
And he takes a snap, gives it to Arvin Berry. Into the end zone, touchdown Vikings.
That's number 10, that's Nate Brantley.
Oh.
Nate Brantley with a touchdown. And the Vikings now put 6 more on the board.
Makes it 34-10.
Waiting on that extra point.
And number 95, that's Sean Smith, will come in and attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up, It's good. Vikings lead 35-10. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the commercial, Bank and Company press box, West Jamesville, Osborne. Not Jed. Solomon to kick off. That's Will Solomon, high end over end kick, taken by Coffey at the 6. Up to the 10, the 15, still on his feet. Spins, looking someplace to go, and they'll give him forward progress up to the 15. 2:21 to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead 35-10. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for that Page Heating and Air drive recap.
That last drive for the Vikings guys, 8 plays, 32 yards, ran 3 minutes and 35 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 3-yard touchdown run by number 10, Nathan Brantley. Vikings lead 35-10 with 2 minutes, 21 seconds left to go in the ball game.
And Jay Ashley, the freshman quarterback for Coffey, is on to finish out the ball game for the Trojans. He's in the shotgun. Twins near side, single receiver far side. He's going to keep it and run the ball. Still on his feet, turns the corner, down the sidelines he goes. We run him out of bounds, but there's a flag on the play back about the 32-yard line.
Yeah, big hole.
Young freshman come out showing he can run the football.
Guys, there's actually, and they're both for the same thing. They had Carlos Lee just in a barrel, and that allowed the quarterback to get outside. But this one's coming back.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Marty Rogers, for that equipment part supply sideline update. I want to remind everybody, the Lions High Coaches Show, the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, live from
Cheddar's
on Norman Drive, brought to you in part by my buddy Paul DeLoach, DeLoach Body Works. We'll be there Tuesday night at 6:45. Coach has been around 7:10. We'll talk about tonight's ball game and next week's upcoming matchup at home against Tiff. Ashley, pump fakes, throws out, catch made. Immediately, receiver goes to the ground. Tackle there by number 28, Carlos Lee. And they said that's enough for a first down. That'll stop the clock with a minute 59 to go here in the ball game until they get the change reset. Once they do, referee winds it, and the clock begins to run. Vikings will go to 3-1 in region play. Fighting for a, not only fighting for a playoff spot, Bill. Look at the little freshman quarterback getting to Viking territory down at the 48-yard line.
One of the things that we talked about at the top of the show was rushing for the Coffey High Trojans. The 4 touchdowns they've had rushing all year, 2 have come from Tyreek Paul and 2 from Jeremiah Ashley.
24 yards on the run from Ashley. Clock's running with a minute 30 to go here in the ball game. Ashley again, look, throws way downfield looking for something up in the air, and
Alex Brown breaks it up.
Yes, he does. Stops the clock with a minute 23 to go. Like I say, Vikings will go to 3-1 in region play. Fighting for, I say, a playoff spot, but not only that, trying to get the highest seed available. Games against Tift and Camden coming up. Tift has come back to make a ball game of it. I think 24-21 Cats lead right now. Ashley again drops back, looks, throws, and
no catch.
Incomplete. Stops the clock with a minute 19 to go. It'll be 3rd and 10.
Now?
2 minutes left to go, and Cats lead at 31-21.
That Tift is a scary, scary team.
You'll want to. Want to be at Cheddar's on Tuesday night. Ashley. And the shotgun. And
timeout called.
Timeout? Yeah, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, West Janesville, Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, and on the sidelines, Marty Rogers. It will be 3rd and 10, Coffee football at our 48-yard line. They'll send two receivers far side, single receiver near side. A minute 18 to go here in this ball game, and the Vikings lead at 35-10. Jeremiah Ashley with twins to the far side, single receiver near side. Takes the ball, rolls right, looks, throws out, catch made. And
there's a flag back here in the backfield.
It's going to be a first down, but there's a flag back here, and it's a hold on. No.
Roughing the passer.
Foul, roughing the passer. So that'll stop the clock with a minute 12. Tift comes to Martin Stadium next Friday night. Pre-game at 7 o'clock with a kickoff at 8. They'll mark that ball all the way down to the Viking 22-yard line. The first and 10 to Trojans at our 22.
And I don't know if the clock, yep, will start right here on the wind.
Actually looking, nothing there. Starts the run. And the catch made out of bounds somewhere around the 15-yard line.
Yeah, it's a complete pass. He does step out of bounds to stop the clock, though.
That stops the clock with a minute 2 to go here in the ball game. Trojans trying to put a few extra points on the board. The first and 10 Trojans, they get the ball out of bounds from our 15. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Freshman quarterback Jeremiah Ashley in for the Trojans. Quarterback draw, we hit him, and he goes down back at the 20. He'll lose about 5 yards.
Zach Copeland on the sack.
And they stop the clock. I don't know why.
Timeout probably for Coffee.
Let's see. Yes, timeout Coffee. We'll just keep it right here. 52 seconds to go here in the ball game.
Yeah, stay with us after the game. We'll have our Traditions Flooring coaches interview and some players interview after the game with Marty Rogers down on the field. We'll have the Southeastern Federal Credit Union post-game wrap-up and get you on your way back to the hometown of Valdosta, Georgia.
Back to Lowndes County.
That's it.
The friendly confines of Lowndes County.
As you said, next week, Tift County Blue Devils come to town. And so far what we've heard, they've given the Valdosta Wildcats all they want tonight.
Of course, Bob, they said with 2 minutes to go, it was a catch 31, and it was Tift 21.
The Tift led a good portion of the night early in the first half. All right, it's third down now for the Coffee High Trojans after the timeout.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. Drops back, looks, throws across to the end zone. Nope, broken up by number 21, Alex Brown. Stops the clock with 47 seconds to go. Bill, it'll be fourth and about 8 for the Trojans.
47 seconds. Coffee has really utilized their time here in this last couple minutes of the game.
They sure have.
Nice out passes to the sideline, stepping out of bounds, not having to use timeouts. They still have two on the board. Or excuse me, one left on the board.
Ashley waiting on the snap. There it is. There comes the rush. Throws it! Oh, no! Intended for number 10, that was Ken Walker, but it was broken up over there, looks like by Eric Hart. He might have had him another one. And
the good hit by the Vikings as they hit the quarterback right square in the chest. It was a, you know, shoulder-to-shoulder type hit. Knocks him out for the most part. but it was a good clean hit.
Vikings will take over. First and 10 from about the, looking to see where they're going to set the ball down. They're going to set it down on the Viking.
Should be on the 20, 19 or 20.
Yeah, they'll set it down on the 20. We'll have to run one play, and this ball game will be over.
The quarterback, freshman number 16, Jeremiah Ashley, still down on the turf. He took a shot now. I mean, it was hitting right about the chest, right in the numbers. And yeah, that kind of hits you gasping for air. You're trying to find your breath again.
Vikings will go to 6-2 on the year, more importantly, 3-1 in the region.
Yeah, Ashley's up now and with a little bit of help getting off to the sidelines.
Probably see Austin Dixon taking these. Yep, you see Arvin Berry going back in that victory formation. All we want to do is take a knee and let this clock run out. We might have to take two of them.
Vikings lead 35-10. As Wes said, they're going to come out with another region win tonight.
And he does. He takes a knee. And let's see if the officials are going to make him run one more play or not. Yep, we will have to run one more play. Dixon slides under center. Letting that play clock get down to about 10 seconds.
Actually, we don't have to run it.
And he takes the knee. And that's the ball game, folks. Vikings win 35-10 here in Douglas, Georgia, Coffee County. Vikings go to 6-2 on the year, 3-1 in the region. Big Tip County coming up next Friday night. The Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show next Tuesday night at Cheddar's on Norman Drive at 6:45. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And we're back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, and where the Vikings are victorious 35-10 over the Coffee High Trojans. As we look down there on the field, Marty's going to have Coach McPherson and a couple of the players in a little while. As the players go line up in front of the band for the alma mater, want to thank you for joining us tonight here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We're going to have our Page Heating and Air game final stats here in a little while as well. As we said, Vikings take to the road, come up victorious 35-10 over the Coffee High Trojans, then go back home next week to take on the Tip County Blue Devils in another big region matchup.
Bill, and that's going to be huge because that can put us in a position to Camden, who was off tonight. Camden was off tonight and put us in a position to where we need to beat Tift and we need to beat Camden to assure ourselves of at least the number two seed in region playoffs. As soon as the players come over and finish up, we will go downstairs and Marty will get a hold. He'll have Coach Mack and we'll get his thoughts on this ball game. We came out first play of the game, a 71-yard pass play from Austin Dixon to Brandon Roberts for a touchdown. We go up 7-0. Coffee comes back in just a little in the second quarter off a 53-yard pass play right across the middle. We heard the coaches say, we practiced that all week. We defended it, and we still gave it up. And then Coffee got a field goal to take a 10-7 halftime lead. But we knew coming out, that offense was going to come out and inspired, and boy, did they ever.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, the second half, what the Vikings did, and we'll get our Page Heating and Air game stats here in a little while. I think you're going to see that second half offensively, they caught fire. And Lowndes found the end zone several times. Great runs. One of our impact players, our impact position we talked about at the top of the show was that fullback position. I was thinking to myself in the first half, not a good pick, but in the second half, they really started churning out the yards.
Nathan.
Arvin Berry, I think, is probably one of our leading rushers. We'll get those numbers again in a little while.
And, again, remind everybody, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show brought to you in part by Deloach Body Works. It'll be at Cheddar's on Tuesday night, 6:45. Coach Mack will be in about 7:10. and you'll want to be there early. Get yourself a good seat, good food. And if you want a place to go tonight, stop by Cheddar's. They'll be open late for you. And there's Marty waiting on Coach Mack.
Talking to the school superintendent, I think he takes precedent over Marty. Go ahead,
Marty.
Marty.
Well, Coach, that was a great second half. What did you tell your team at halftime?
Man, you know, I told them that I felt like we could, you know, move the ball on them, that we should have some more points. Just keep plugging, keep playing, you know.
Coach, your defense came out and played great as well. That even scored out on the board tonight. How big was that?
Defense played fantastic. You know, and the physical we've been missing really showed.
Coach, good job tonight.
Yeah, sorry we lost some of those comments. Coach McPherson heading in with his team. Let's go stay on the field
guys,
there.
Can you
go
hear
ahead.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like we're breaking up a little bit, but I got two guys here that I'd have to say, in my opinion, are probably players of the game. We got Dyshawn Sims. Dyshawn, we haven't talked to you. But tonight, you had 7 knockdown tackle blocks, according to your coach. How fun was that?
It was great. You know, there's some good opponents, and, you know, it just feel good to just get 7, you know. I ain't never had that many before in the game. And it did, especially in a region, feel real good.
Dyshawn, I talked to Coach Mack after the game just now, and asked him what he said to y'all at halftime. I didn't get much there, but what did he say to get y'all fired up? It was a great second half.
Hey, we thought it had to play. You know, we getting the ball back first, and O-line, we got to make blocks, and then, you know, wide receiver skill position, they got to make plays, and hey, we came out here and we did it.
One of those plays that was made was, of course, by this other man standing right here with me, my tradition flooring impact player of the game tonight, Eric Hart. Eric, we talked at halftime, and I said, hey, guys, just keep fighting. And, you know, there was a second there. They were driving down the field, and it was getting a little dicey there, but you made the play of the night. How fun was that?
It was fun. I mean, at 3 weeks in a row, I made big plays for my team. I mean, when it gets tough, you got to step up.
Tonight was a total team effort. We put 35 points on the board, of course, 7 from you. But how good was it to get a win like that, a big win, where the offense actually helped out as well? And, you know, what will this do for this team going forward?
It was great. You know, now we're rolling. We got to start. You know, offense keep doing their thing. We'll be all right.
Guys, thank y'all. Good job tonight. We'll see you next Friday night.
All righty. Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring coaches and players interview. We'll take a 60-second break. When we come back, we've got you the Page Heating and Air post-game stats with TBT, Taylor Biddle. We'll be right back after the 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Bank and Company Press, Box, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle. And let's go to TBT, Taylor Biddle time, for our Page Heating and Air Drive stats.
Post-game stats provided by Page Heating and Air. I want to thank Page Heating and Air for sponsoring this segment. First downs tonight, Lowndes had 16 first downs, Coffey had 14. Total rushing tonight, Lowndes was 50 attempts for 285 yards. Coffey was 18 attempts for 50 yards. Passing tonight, the Vikings were 2 of 7. For 87 yards passing, no interceptions. Coffey was 24 of 40 for 220 yards passing. They did throw 3 interceptions. Total plays tonight, the Vikings ran 57 plays for a total of 374 yards of offense. Coffey had 58 plays for 271 yards of offense. We averaged 6.5 yards per play. Coffey averaged 4.7 yards per play. We fumbled the ball 3 times, losing it twice. Coffey fumbled once and lost it once. Penalties tonight, the Vikings were penalized 7 times for 60 yards. Coffey was penalized 4 times for 31 yards. Punts tonight, Vikings punted 4 times for an average of 28.5 yards. Coffey punted 6 times tonight for an average of 30.8. Punt returns tonight, the Vikings returned 3 punts for 14 yards. Coffey fair caught every one of their punts. Kick returns tonight, the Vikings had 1 kick return for 6 yards. Coffey had 4 kick returns for 69 yards. We did have 3 interceptions. They were returned 84 yards. That was the one play by Nick Hart going 84 yards with a pick 6. None of the fumbles were returned. They were all downed. Time of possession tonight, Vikings had the ball for 24 minutes and 30 seconds. Coffey had the ball for 21 minutes and 57 seconds. Third down conversions tonight, Vikings were 5 of 11 on third down. Coffey was 3 of 13 on third down. Neither team converted their fourth down attempts. Vikings were sacked twice for 15 yards. Lowndes sacked Coffey 4 times for 18 yards. leading rushers tonight. First for your Vikings, Arvin Berry had 8 carries for 84 yards. Nathan Brantley had 7 carries for 52 yards. Alex Brown had 3 carries for 50 yards. Anthony Robinson had 6 carries for 29 yards. Jerome Daniels had 8 carries for 41 yards. Receiving tonight, leading receiver was first play of the game, Brandon Roberts, one reception for 71 yards, one touchdown. Gabe Neighbors with the great concentration catch for 16 yards. Passing tonight, Austin Dixon threw all the passes again for 87 yards. Defense tonight, leading tacklers, Eric Hart had 5 tackles. Carlos Lee, Marty mentioned him earlier. A great game he played. That young man had 5 tackles. Dante Robinson had 5 tackles. Zach Copeland had 4 tackles. A.J. Harper had 3 tackles. And that is your Page Heating and Air post-game stat report.
All righty. Taylor, your final thoughts on tonight's ball game.
You know, tonight I'm pleased with the adjustments. You know, I think Marty was trying to get it out of coach and then even getting it out of the players. What was said at halftime where we made adjustments? You know, we were trailing 10-3 at halftime. We came out, we were able to run the ball, move the ball very well, and we made some adjustments at halftime. We had 28 unanswered points in the second half, guys. I mean, if you're asking for offensive adjustments, we made them. Yeah, we did have a pick six as one of them, but we drove the ball down, had a couple long runs. Great job by the offensive line tonight. And the defense stepped up. They, like we said in the Page Heating and Air post-game stat report, they held Coffey to 271 yards offense. We had 372 yards of offense. So, great job. Eric Hart, that's his third pick six. Marty's impact player of the game. 3 pick sixes. You know, that was an important part of the game, too. Came down, pick six. You know, hate the penalty we got on the sideline, but I'll take it. 3-1 in region play, more importantly. And I think I would venture to guess, I haven't done the math, but I'd venture to guess that win does put us in the playoffs no matter what happens.
I believe you're right. Marty?
Guys, a great night for the Vikings and a great second half. I heard you talking about the adjustments, and I did try to talk a little bit to Coach Mack there, but they just did a great job in the second half. And I think you've got to, you know, hats off to the defense again. Offense did play much better tonight, especially in the second half, once we got Coffey on their heels. But the defense, early in the game, they gave up the big play for the first touchdown Coffey scored. After that, they only gave up a field goal. And that was a great job there just to hold them to the 3. And then we turned the ball over right before half, and we hold them again and get the interception there by Brandon Roberts at the goal line. And that was huge for a little bit of momentum going into half. And then in the second half, we come out, and, you know, you can't say enough about Eric Hart. That pick six changed this game, guys. That was the play of the game, in my opinion. They're driving in. They score there. They go up. But Eric Hart takes it back the other way. And what a big play. Defense just did wonderful all night long. And then the offense, as Coffey got tired, the offense really started pounding it. And our offensive line, I thought, was one of their better games they played all year. Again, they got off kind of to a slow start, but they really wore out Coffey tonight. And great job by our offensive line. Those guys up front just don't get enough credit sometimes. But very, very proud of the Vikings. And, guys, I will say this. They were having a lot of fun in the second half. They really pulled together. There's a lot of hugging going on down there in that locker room. And it was saw the same thing last week. I really think that's going to push us as we go forward. I really think that our team's coming together, and that's huge right now. They're really peaking at the right time.
We thank you. Vikings go to 6-2 on the year. More importantly, 3-1 on the region, and that will get us into the playoffs. Now we're fighting for that second, that number 2 seed. Want to remind everybody, Loudside Coaches Show Tuesday night at 6:45 at Cheddar's on Norman Drive. Coach will be there about 6:45. Coach will be in around 7:10. You want to be there early to get yourself a good seat. We'll talk about tonight's ball game and the upcoming matchup against Tift County, brought to you in part by my good friend Paul DeLoach at DeLoach Body Works. And it's time for somebody to say good night, Wes.
Good night, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Loudside Sports, for the Viking Voice, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, Marty Rogers. I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.